You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Does it feel like football to you? Does it feel like football season is coming? It really doesn't, right? And part of that is because of the fact that you don't have the preseason games. You're not watching practice. You're not going to practice. You're getting thought processes and reports, but it's not real to you. You're not seeing it. Interesting conversation about the Jets and Giants with the boys earlier today here on 98.7 ESPN. Of course, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Mets and Yankees. Mets in a doubleheader. They're in a rain delay scheduled to resume at 7:15. They are down 4-0 in the third inning. Yankees will have first pitch in about 9 minutes, and they are in Atlanta. Aaron Judge in the lineup batting second. So, you know, Yankees hoping that he will add some much-needed punch to that lineup that's been struggling to score. If you remember the Tampa series, and I'm sure Yankee fans would like to forget it. 1-800-919-3776. We want to talk NBA with you. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Hardesty ESPN, at ESPN NY 98_7 FM. Here's our poll question. If you could start your franchise with one of these players, who would you choose? Would it be Zion Williamson? Would it be Luka Doncic? Or would it be Giannis Antetokounmpo? And what I did for you, just for you, is my fourth choice is a question mark. Because maybe you don't want any of the three. So to fill in that question mark, you call me and tell me who that person would be at 1-800-919-3776. It is an interesting question. It is a fascinating question for me, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why. First of all, Zion obviously is the guy that comes out of the draft with so much potential. But you get concerned because he had an injury. And so because he had that injury, you're wondering and you're looking at his body and you're starting to say, is he going to be able to play the whole season? What is that? How is that going to work out? Will he have the durability to stay on the floor? And I think he will. So we put Zion over here. Luka Doncic is really making a name for himself. And you know how I feel. And I talk about this all the time. All the time. It's about what you do as a player. I don't care what the sport is. Individual sport, team sport. I don't care what the sport is. What you do, how you perform, how you respond to big moments when the bright lights are on and everybody's watching. And there are key games that could be momentum changers in whatever sport it is. That says a lot. It says a lot. And what Luka was able to do, after you looked at his ankle and how he was a gamer, tried to play on it in game three, couldn't get it done, had to leave. He was supposed to be, you know, they were hoping with the day off between games three and four, he might be able to play. Okay, he was able to go in game four, and he was phenomenal. 43 points, including the game winner in overtime. And we'll see how he responds tonight. Because much like game four, when he did not have Kristaps Porzingis with a knee injury, he is also, KP, out of game five. So Luka will have to put this team on his back for tonight. And so while I'm not taking anything away from him, if anything, this is an outstanding performance, it is the last performance that's in our mind. So that may sway you as to say, you know what, I think I want to start my franchise with this guy. He is a phenomenal player. You love what he does, the step back jumper. And the other thing that he does very, very well is he's an outstanding rebounder and he sees the floor extremely well. He does. He gets people involved. You love that about him. So Luka Doncic is number two on there. Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously, with what he's been able to do, with his upside, with him being, you know, possibly the MVP, couple of minutes ago, he was announced as the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. But when you think about what he's been able to do from the start of the season with the break, and he was battling, although I will admit to you that, you know, LeBron was closing in a little bit, but I would have to say he was the MVP. And so you love his upside, you love his talent, you love the heart and soul that he plays with. And all these players need to add to their game. They are by no means perfect. I mean, Luka's close, but he has to add to his game, obviously. Giannis, you know, if he, as we all say, and it's not, you know, hyperbole, if he finds a way to hit the three, he's going to be virtually unstoppable because you don't want to get in front of him going to the basket, that's for sure. And, you know, he goes to the basket with force. Now, if he's able to hit that three where you have to come out on him and then he's able to put the ball on the deck and go to the basket, that's going to make it even tougher for you to try to defend him. So, obviously, Giannis is there as well. And as I mentioned, I left a question mark for you to fill in who that fourth person is. Maybe it's not one of the three that we suggested to you. Maybe you want to start with, you know, Ja Morant. Maybe you want to start with Ja. Maybe you want to start with a point guard. Maybe you want to start with a guy that can put the ball on the floor, get everybody involved, plus understand and know that he's got the talent to hit his own shot, look for his shot, and know when to do that. So maybe you want a guard as your starting franchise player. But who do you want to start with? 1-800-919-3776. Also weigh in on Twitter at HardestyESPN, at ESPN NY98_7FM. It really speaks to what I think it speaks to your philosophy on what you perceive to be the way you want to start your franchise, right? Because when you think about it, what Doncic and Antetokounmpo does is they are what big men are in today's NBA, right? They are the transitional guys. They are the guys who are not going into paint necessarily. They're not going into set up in the paint. They're guys who are looking to put it up from three. They're guys who can hit the elbow jumper. And in Giannis's case, he's more of a guy that's going to go physical to the basket. But even he can hit the 12-15 footer on occasion. And so when you think of a big man hanging in the post, you don't think that it's very few NBA centers who do that now. This is a league that loves transition, athletic wings who can hit the three to spread the floor. And both of those guys do that very well. Zion is going to be interesting to see, is he going to be able to hit the three, or is he going to be a guy that's going to that will flash in the paint a little bit more than what you think of with your big man because of the fact of his power? I mean, he is kind of Barkley-like in the sense that he's undersized, in quotes, okay? But he has that physical power. He's a guy that can rebound. He's a guy that can be physical in the painted area under the basket despite being a smaller guy. You know, he's not 6'10", 6'11", or 7. 6'6", 6'7", maybe. And he's still able to have that paint presence. So maybe you want to start your franchise like that because that allows you to start your offense inside out when you're setting up your half-court offense. And, you know, he can command a double team, which allows your three-point shooters to spread the floor. So maybe that's the way you want to start your team. If you want to be up and down the way, as I mentioned, Giannis and Luka are, which is really kind of the way that players in the NBA are going right now, then those are the guys that you would start your team with. But listen, it's going to be fascinating to hear what you have to say. It's also going to be fascinating with the NBA playoffs continuing tonight. And I'm going to just, which is really unfair, but I'm just going to overlook Utah and Denver, and Utah has a two-point lead right now in that game. I'm going to overlook them just for a second and move on to the Dallas Clippers game, because for me, and that's the game that we'll have here on 98.7 ESPN following us on 98.7. And because I'm waiting to see if Doc Rivers can find a way to get Paul George off, to give Kawhi Leonard some scoring help. And Doc is outstanding. It's one of the things that makes him such a great coach. And so the question is going to be, how will they do that? Will they focus, force feed, run some plays to get Paul George going? We got to get Paul George going. Is that how they're going to view tonight? Because this game five is a pivotal game of the series. Whoever wins this game five tonight has control. Because you put the opposition one game away from elimination. And what's so crazy about this postseason, obviously, is the fact that there's no home court. So you're not saying, well, let's see what happens. Okay, Dallas has to play on the road. Can Luka have the same? No, that's out of it. Well, the fans will get on him. No, that's not a part of it. All right? It's all about execution. It's all about coaching. It's all about what you're going to do with your God-given talents. There's very few variables out there. Very few. This is about the talent and who wants it badly. And right now, Dallas is making a bid. They're making a bid.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Isaac's in Jersey. Isaac, start us off on Carlin. What's up, Isaac?
Oh, hey. I'll say like this. I want to say that why would everybody agree that LeBron is the best all-around player? Because he has every single attribute an athlete needs in the NBA today. And even if you don't want to tell me that MJ is better, LeBron is the best all-around player. Luka, by far, is the best all-around player in the three choices that you gave. And his vision and his matureness inside the paint, the way he just sits there and walks around until he finds the kick out for three, it's something that nobody else has. Zion for sure not, because he's not proven. Giannis maybe, but Luka's got everything. I think you put the right pieces around Luka, you're going to pick up 3-4 championships by the time he's done.
It's interesting, Isaac. Thanks for the phone call. He does possess a lot of the things you say. Now, here's where he's going to have to improve, and no player is perfect. Michael Jordan was not perfect. Okay? No player is perfect. As he goes further and further to win those titles and to win that championship, Luka, there's going to be some opportunities where he will have to shut down the person he is defending. And so that's going to be the next step for him. But everything you said is right on. He is a tremendous player right now. Great all-around player, rebounder, scorer, assist guy. He is a major, major player and the future MVP. There's no question about it. Doug Mills is on the island. Hey, Doug, you're next on Carlin.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you?
Great. Chuck D just said to tell you hello. I dropped him off at the airport a little while ago.
Excellent. And, my guy.
Then we'll get to a few different things, and then I'll just let you rip because you're the best in the business. And
Thank you, sir.
A great guy on the board, so I love my guy, King Will. He's good.
But, yes, he is.
First of all, could you guys imagine if you're Atlanta? Like, I love Trae Young. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. He's a volume shooter. But imagine if you swapped out Luka Doncic for him. Oh. Imagine if you were the guy that, I mean, think about it. They had him.
Yeah, that's right.
They had a transformational guy. I mean, he was a kid. Me and Porzingis were guys that were close to coming out here to live with me and do school, like high school. But the thing is, besides my ex-wife telling me, you're crazy, these big guys are not going to stay in my house. And but secondly, just to look at it and say that, the guys made different choices for financial reasons and the like. But the other thing, I mean, imagine giving that guy up, guys. No one talks about that.
That's right.
And second of all, I was joking with my man Kenny Atkinson, and I said, I'm going to post something on Instagram and say, you know, you want to get fired in the NBA? Take an 100-man team to the playoffs and lose. I mean, you should. Yeah. Jock Vaughn, you're next. And I got to call Jock. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, you have undermanned squads, and you lose in the playoffs, and then they fire you.
But you know what, Doug? Here's the crazy thing, and I'll let you finish in a second. Here's the crazy thing about what Brett Brown was able to do down in Philly. And it's sad because look what he did to go through that rebuilding process for them.
Right.
I mean, he coached games he had no chance of winning.
Right.
Year after year. And listen, I understand that. Look, Doug, you've been in this business a long time. You know. This is a results oriented business. We understand, and we also understand that postseason everybody's got somebody hurt and everybody. But in this case, this was your second best player that you're missing.
Right. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you think about the stuff Kenny carrying the Nets with guys down and then developing Charis and Dinwiddie, who are top, like you know, you're not going to trade those guys, but if you did, you could get pieces for them because they are pieces. You know, they are pieces, so you'd never want to move them. But, and just on the other, so I would take Luka, you know. Mm-hmm. I talked to LeBron a few weeks ago when he was like, man, dude is unreal. And just love to play with him. I said, you know, that's not going to happen, champ. And he laughed. But,
hey, Doug, you know why he laughed?
because his guys are best in the business. Rich Paul, you know, you never know what they could pull off.
You never know.
I mean, look, they probably laughed at the Warriors when they went to the finals, and then the year after they signed Kevin Durant. Could you imagine if KD had gone to the Cavaliers?
Wow.
Everyone would have cried. They would have boycotted games. That's unfair.
That's right.
LeBron and Kevin. And LeBron is the best. Listen, I was in the same draft with Mike. I was a late round draft pick, and I was 20 years old. But I will tell you this, LeBron is the best. Not the killer instinct at the end of all games, but he is the best, flat out best, all around player and all around athlete I have ever seen in my entire life.
Wow. Ever.
What can he do? Cerebral. He passes the ball. Now he can shoot the ball. He gets to the rim. He defends like a monster. Mm-hmm. What can he not do? This guy is unreal. And then lastly, I'm just going to say, now that my brother's out of the business, but it was funny. You know, my son knows, he was texting with him when they were looking at players, you know, the year before that draft. And he said, hey, Reese, I'm at the game. And Magic and I are looking at Ja Morant. I'm telling you. And I can say it now with a clean conscience and clean heart. I know if he had that number one pick, he would have ridden him out of town. But he would have taken Ja Morant.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Ja would have been in New York as a point guard. And RJ is a great kid and going to be a great player, a great pro. Ja Morant is just, you know, he and guys like Luka, they're once in a generation. And then I'll let you go with this. No guy is going to shut another defender down in the NBA, not at the point guard spot.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one or two. You can't.
Yeah.
You can stop James Harden. You can stop Westbrook. You can stop Kyrie Irving. No one can stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan couldn't have stopped them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that's it. But, yeah, I love the show and love everything. And, you know, I just love my guy on the boards and love what you guys are doing. And I'll tell Chuck I saw you. I'm going to get him to call in.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to chit-chat. It's been a while since I spoke to Mr. D.
Yeah, you guys go way back.
Yeah, we do. We do. We did a couple of shows together. It was fun. It was fun.
The most unassuming Hall of Famer I ever met in my life.
No question about it.
He and my uncle, Dr. J, they're the most unassuming guys. And, you know, it's just crazy. And I saw, before I let you go, I saw Stephen A. on talking about him being pulled over Amsterdam Avenue.
Yeah.
I can tell you, as a little kid on a bike, corner of Babylon Turnpike and Forest Avenue, my block, Steve's block, I'm there one day talking to Dr. J and John Mackey.
Mm.
And a cop goes down, looks at him, and looks and pulls the car over and looks up and down at Dr. J like, and I'm on my bike, some 11-year-old kid. I said, what's wrong with you? That's Dr. J. And then the guy pulled off. We've been getting this stuff forever, you know. And John Mackey, I'll never forget him. God bless him. He said, "I guess I'm nobody."
Wow!
I told my dad, he said, "I guess I'm no." I love basketball as a kid.
Sure, absolutely.
But listen, enjoy yourself. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Doug.
Enjoy the show.
All right, thanks for checking in. John Mackey, Hall of Fame tight end for the Baltimore Colts, and some of the folks that grew up in that Roosevelt area of Long Island. That's a fascinating area. A lot of talent came from there, musically and athletically.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Hour number two of the Carlin Show. Hard to stand for Chris. 1-800-919-3776. Mavs Clippers game 5 at 9 o'clock here on 98.7 ESPN. You have a chance to participate in our poll question. If you could start your franchise with one of these players, who would you choose? At Hardesty ESPN, at ESPN NY 98_7 FM. We mentioned Zion. We mentioned Luka. We mentioned Giannis. Also have a question mark for number 4. Maybe you have somebody else in mind. You can call and tell me who that is on 98.7 ESPN. Keeping an eye on what's going on the local baseball front. Yankees down in Atlanta rained out. Doubleheader tomorrow. Cole and Tanaka are your starters tomorrow. First pitch, about 4:10. In Queens, Citi Field, Marlins with a 4-0 lead over the Mets. As the Mets bat in the bottom of the fifth, there was a rain delay, about a half hour there. Remember, doubleheader in this game, so it's only 7 innings. Seth Lugo is set to go in game number 2. Mets have 9 games, well, now 8, over the next 6 days. And it's crazy. As I was telling, and I'll get to the calls in a second, as I was chit-chatting with my fellow Met fan, Sam in San Antonio, as frustrating as this has been for the Mets, and I could point to a number of things. I say it, you could point to it. Okay? Whatever it is. Whether it's starting pitching, guys opting out, bad play, injuries, not hitting. 3 games back in the division. Three. Not impossible. Because the rest of the division is shaky. 1-800-919-3776. Let's head back to the phones. Talk to Jersey. Who's next on 98.7 ESPN? Hi, Jersey.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, partner. What's happening?
I was thinking about your question, and I don't know how you got Zion on there and you don't got your boy Ja Morant. I mean, you know, we look at, you know, how point guards have had so much influence on the game and just their passing ability and stuff like that. Like, you can look at Jason Kidd. You know, I really feel like Ja Morant, he has a great potential. And look at all the leadership. I mean, all the people in Memphis love this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're always talking about him. You know, he's going to be such a great leader. He's already showing you way more than Zion. And, of course, Zion's been injured and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's Luka has the passing ability as well. But the question is, who would you rather start with? I mean, Ja is younger. Mm-hmm. You know, he can shoot better than Luka. And, of course, Luka is not a point guard. He is a small forward, and he doesn't need to be shooting threes. But, you know, like, it's the new game. You know, it's not the mid-2000s. It's not the 90s anymore. That three is everything. And yeah. Ja Morant, he's like D-Rose. I watch him, and I see D-Rose. Mm-hmm. I see early Dame. You know, it's electric, and people are drawn to him. A lot of players just love to – it seems to me, of course, I'm not in the NBA, but
right.
It seems to me like everybody just loves playing with this guy, and I would love to start my franchise with him.
Listen, Jersey, it's a great point. Thanks for the phone call. That's why I left the fourth spot open for you to fill in if you disagreed. And Ja Morant, listen, had a phenomenal first year, rookie season, phenomenal. And did a lot of the stuff that we thought he could do. Move the team, put the team in great position, shot the ball well. He is going to be a great player. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, the reason why you put Zion in there is because coming out of college, Zion was the number one guy. He was the top pick in the draft. So that's why you go with him. You have to put him on there. He was chosen number one. All right? Knicks tried to tank for him. Couldn't get him. All right? So that's why. So those are the things that pop out to me. Doncic, though, with his ability to shoot for a guy his size and see the floor the way he does, fabulous player. Giannis, fabulous player because of his dominance, because of how he can take over a game. And we'll wait and see just how good all these guys are going to be, you know. But if you were starting your franchise right now, which one of those guys would you choose? I don't know. At this point, let me say this. I don't know that you could go wrong with any of the main three, four that have been mentioned. Because most folks have talked about Zion, they've talked about Giannis, they've talked about Ja Morant, and also Luka. Zion might be the question mark because of the injury this year that might raise your eyebrow for a little concern. You might be a little concerned about it because you're wondering, is this going to be a trend? Is he going to be able to stay healthy? But I think you could get, I don't think you can go wrong with any of those guys in starting your franchise. I really don't. I mean, you know, Memphis, I'm sure, is really happy with Ja Morant. I know I would be.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
At Hardesty ESPN, at ESPN NY 98_7 FM, if you could start your franchise with one of these players, who would you choose? Zion, Luka, Giannis, or question mark for you to fill in that blank? Many of you have filled it in with Ja Morant, which is a pretty good fill-in. He had a heck of a season this year. Ethan is on the island, Long Island. He joins us next on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Ethan.
Yeah, Larry. In answer to your Twitter poll, I think Luka is the guy to go to. But another guy that you really should think about that I haven't heard anyone say yet is Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. He's in the wrong situation. Philly is not the place for him. Between the people, the organization, the coach, it's the wrong spot for him. He could do a lot better somewhere else. And he can't hit a shot. That's true. He had his first three this year. It's his third season. But he plays elite in every other aspect of the game. And looking at Giannis, he also couldn't really shoot the ball before, and he's now developing a shot. And that's just something I wanted to say.
All right, Ethan. Thanks for checking in, my friend. That's a great point. You know, Ben Simmons is a very talented young man. Now, we'll see, Ethan, because he'll have a different coach next season. A lot of talk, ironically, about Greg Popovich possibly doing that, either him going there or to the Nets. His name has been floating. Remember, there's some folks, Stephen A. had mentioned that Mark Jackson's name, Ian Begley, also of SNY, mentioned that Mark Jackson's name could be somebody that might be interested in that, who could be up for that Nets head coaching job. Tyronn Lue is another player, coach, who could be up for that job. So it'll be interesting to see what they finally decide on. But you know, look, Ben Simmons is a guy who sees the floor very well. Again, a guy who has great talent, a guy who could put the ball on the floor, good defender, but once again, needs to get that jumper. And it's Ethan, you said it. If Giannis, who understands that he needs that jumper takes him to another level as a player, then for me, Ben Simmons needs to know that too. And so we'll see what he does. We'll see if he makes that adjustment. We'll see who the new coach is and what changes will there be now that Brett Brown is gone. Trey is in Brooklyn, Texas. He joins us next on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Larry. What's going on?
Everything's good, partner. What's happening?
Man, I'm glad you said that the game was starting at the top of the hour, Larry. I'm sitting over here thinking I could get to the house first. I'm still at work.
I
had to step away from the kitchen, Larry. I'm training somebody, and I was like, you know what? Hold on for a second. I got a very important call.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Trey.
Oh, man, Larry, come on, man. You're the constantly area of New York sports, Larry. Stop playing. You got to do that. You guys, you know, you just tell them you got a thing, and they just say, okay. That's it. This is very important.
Well, you are the boss.
No, it's you know, trying to be.
I got you.
So with the poll question, Larry, it's not a loaded question. It's a really good question. I think you could easily say Giannis, and then everybody say, oh, you know, that's the easy pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go Luka just because that you know, I love George Benson. Yeah, I heard you mention that earlier, and I can't get enough of George Benson. Every time I see Luka Doncic play, all I hear is "Give me the night,"
mm-hmm.
and all I see is Luka out there with his skates on in Venice Beach with his guitar, and he getting it in. Because I'm mm-hmm. telling you, the dude, like you said earlier when you broke down him and Giannis, Doncic has some different things that he can do that Giannis can't do yet. His court vision isn't there. You know, there's certain things that he can't do, and I think that Luka's going to be around longer. And I'll be honest with you, I think Luka's going to be a tougher player at the end of the day. He's just fighting through a really bad ankle injury. He fights through injuries all the time.
Yeah.
So, and you know, yeah. I like when he, you know, waves. I don't like him waving off a Hall of Famer like Rick Carlisle, but I like that. I ain't coming out the game right now. He gave him, I'm good. I got four fouls. I'm going to learn how to play with four fouls. This is how champions do. Champions learn how to play with four fouls, so let me play.
Yep.
I'm going to go Luka just because of the intangibles that he brings to a team. And you could fit Luka into any team, Larry. You could put him on the Knicks, and the Knicks would have been a damn playoff team. And that's a fact. That's just how good he is. You could put him in Atlanta. If he would have stayed in Atlanta as a draftee, he would have been a very good player for Atlanta. So I'm going to go Luka just because of the intangibles that he brings. And let me ask you a quick question about the game tonight, Larry. Is somebody not playing tonight? Somebody not playing? 7-foot guy?
Yes, KP is not in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, wasting bubble air. They need to send him to the Motel 6 right outside the bubble, him and his brother. That's what they need to do. They shouldn't even be allowed in the bubble. I can understand. 2 playoff games, you should be expelled from the bubble. I don't care about your knee, bro. Everybody in there hurting. I told you last night, Larry, I ain't giving this kid no quarter because this is what you wanted. You wanted the big stage. You wanted the playoffs. You and your brother had it all mapped out. Y'all knew everything. So now what? Now what? Now it's your other knee. So now not only do you have one 33-year-old knee, you got a pair of 33-year-old arthritic knees that will not get better. Larry, they're going to get worse with time. You know it and I know it, Larry. We get out to bed in the morning, Larry. We're over 40. Doesn't feel too good, does it, Larry?
No, we're struggling.
Yeah, we're struggling, bro. We're struggling. So imagine his 7-foot behind is going through. Unbelievable, Larry. But I hope everybody enjoys the game tonight. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and pull up George Benson, Give Me the Night, if you want to see Luka Doncic play basketball. Because that man out there killing the game.
All right, Trey. Thanks for the phone call, my friend. Thanks for checking in from work. 1-800-919-3776. Let's hear from Bruce in Flushing. Hey, Bruce, you're next on 98.7.
Hey, Larry. We'll talk about the Nick draft if I can.
Okay, sure.
You know, I haven't seen him play really a lot, but from what I read and everything, the Knicks can do a lot worse than drafting Cole Anthony with their draft pick. They need a point guard. He was coming off an injury. He's, he had a tough first year. But there's something about players whose parents are sports athletes and know what it is about. And this guy has individual talent, and I keep seeing people knocking him. But we do need a point guard. Am I not correct on that?
You are correct, yes.
And I would take a flyer on Cole Anthony. I want to get your opinion on that.
I like Cole Anthony. He was my choice last year a lot, Bruce. He got hurt during the season. When he came back, he wasn't the same player. And it caused Carolina to not have a really good season. So I am curious to see, you know, how that affects his draft status. And once again, and here's the interesting thing, Bruce, that you brought it up, and thanks for the phone call, my friend. The interesting thing here is, see, not that he would have been in the tournament, but because there was no tournament, there are players who may have had injuries or who underperformed during the season, or who were really good during the season, that when you watch them in the tournament is like another audition, okay? Because keep in mind what I said to you at the top of the show, that you want to see how people perform, how they respond to pressure, the bright lights, the big game, the big moment. And the NCAA tournament is as big a moment as you can have because it's one and done. Okay? You have a subpar game. Your team is going home. I don't care how good you are. And sometimes that affects your draft status. So now teams like the Knicks are going to have to bring these players in. Of course, you've got video of them. Of course, you can watch them against their competition, obviously, and you've had scouts watch them all year, okay? But now you're going to have to watch them up close and put them in individual workouts and to see how they perform. And maybe that's better. Maybe you get to see how they work in your own, you know, under your own supervision, running your own plays and doing certain things, and how the coach reacts and how they react to the coach and how they listen to coaching and how they respond to training and stuff like that. So maybe it's a good thing. But to answer your question, Bruce, no, I enjoy Cole Anthony. I think he's a very good player. But I will tell you that the idea of them possibly having when they had that chance, before they were coming in eighth, and you thought they might be a little higher in the draft, then, you know, you're looking for a little different player. But no, Cole Anthony would be fine. I would be okay with Cole Anthony as a point guard. I would be.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.